الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن قال الله عز وجل قد خلت من قبلكم سنن فسيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة المكذبين هذا بيان للناس وهدى وموعظة للمتقين صدق الله العظيم. Respective brothers and sisters in Islam, in our previous lesson, or in a few lessons ago we have spoken about two important battles that took place in Islam. One is Ghazwatu Badrin and the other is Ghazwatu Uhud, the expedition of Badr and the expedition of Uhud. In those two important battles, we have also spoken about how the Muslims had a clear-cut victory in the Battle of Badr. They had won against the Kuffar. And in the Battle of Uhud, in the initial stages of this expedition, the Muslims had the upper hand, but later on in that battle, we see that a number of Muslims also became martyred. So they seem to have suffered some loss, but actually this was not a loss because these mu'mineen who have passed away, they were martyrs, so they were actually shuhada in the sight of Allah. These people here were martyrs, so their blood was accepted. So here we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now in the current verse gives ta'ziyah, Allah consoles the Muslims, because after what happened in the Battle of Uhud, the Muslims, they felt sad at what happened, that so many of their believers became martyred and were taken as shuhada. Battle of Badr was a clear-cut victory for them. The Battle of Uhud, in the beginning we know they had the upper hand, then a time came when many of them passed away, became martyrs, and again they attacked the kuffar, and this is what happened in that expedition. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now reveals this verse saying, قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنَّ Listen, O you Muslims, ways of life, examples of the past, traditions of the people of the past, Allah's way of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His system works, operates, that has already passed before you. In other words, you have already seen what had happened to the past communities when they made takzeeb of the Anbiya, when they disbelieved in their messengers and they denied in the risalat of their messengers. What had happened to them was that azab had befallen them. So Allah says, you've already seen all of that. In other words, you know that the good outcome will definitely be in your favor. It will be for you. You know you will be victorious. So there may be some loss, apparently there may be some loss, but the reality of the matter is that there is just what is in the outward or apparent nature of things, but the reality of it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that victory is going to be in your way. So Allah says, قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنْ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ So travel through the land and then see and behold, فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ How was the outcome of the deniers, of those who have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the messengers? We saw that azab had befallen them. So likewise, azab would befall the kuffar of your time as well. It's just that now there may be some loss, but the reality of the matter is that you are not suffering any loss because you are actually being martyrs in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, هَذَا بَيَانُ لِلنَّاسِ This is a clear pronouncement for the people. In other words, you can see, I'm telling you this very clearly, that you are not losers here, because definitely the good outcome will be for you. وَهُدًا This Quran is a means of guidance. وَهُوَ مَوْعِظَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ So it's a means of guidance. It takes you out of misguidance and it commands you to do good. وَمَوْعِظَةٌ It's an admonition. It also tells you, stay away from this, stay away from that if you want to be successful. So this is for who? For the muttaqeen, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know when we read this Quran, we know what we're supposed to be doing and we know what we're supposed to be staying away from. Allah then says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا Now do not faint, do not become sad, don't grieve. وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنُ Whereas you shall have the upper hand in كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ If you are truly believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِن يَمْسَسْكُمْ قَرْحٌ فَقَدْ مَسَّ الْقَوْمَ قَرْحٌ مِثْلُهُ If you think it was difficult for you in the Battle of Badr and now you had to suffer some loss by losing many of the Sahaba, but many of the believers, then this is you know, just a wound. If one wound has to touch you, has to afflict you, then know well, a wound like it, similar to it, has also afflicted other nations as well. Allah says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. So in other words, you can see from these verses, this is called a ta'ziyah. Allah is consoling the believers. Allah says, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ. These days of varying fortunes. One day something may be in your favor, something is going in your favor, and the other day outwardly it seems to be that there's some loss that you're suffering, but Allah says this is something that we will just rotate between people. But there's an object that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, why Allah plays it out like this. وَلِيَعْلَمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may know who are the believers. Of course Allah knows, but it must be known on the ground that who are the true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fake ones. وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَى. And so that Allah, another object is, so that Allah may take from among you shuhada, martyrs, as witnesses on the day of Qiyamah. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. So shuhada, yes, a person did pass away fighting in the path of Allah, but he's not a loser. He is definitely somebody who has won. He is a winner. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah does not love the wrongdoers, those who fight, those who oppress the Muslims. Allah says, one more object I have, why we have this jihad that takes place. وَلِيُمَحِّصَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And if you have to see this verse, you'll know very well that this is a means of purification. Allah purifies our souls. So Allah purifies the hearts, Allah purifies the believers. So a person, you know, in life, he makes sin, he makes guna. By doing jihad, by doing this qital, Allah now makes his sins maaf as well. So is he a loser now if he has to outwardly suffer any loss? No, definitely not. He's definitely a winner in the sight of Allah because his sins are now made maaf for him. And Allah says, وَيَمْحَقَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And this becomes a means of Allah destroying the disbelievers.